Two decades in the making, the Huna Tribal House celebrates the four major Huna Tlingit clans that lived in the area that became Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. According to the Park Service, villagers fled an advancing glacier hundreds of years ago. Clan members couldn't return to the area because it was taken over by the National Park Service in the 1980s. But as the fog cleared Thursday morning and tribal members paddled to the shore in newly carved canoes, Glacier Bay called its people back to their homeland. Planes traveling to the area weren't able to land. This left about a dozen people, including me, unable to attend. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of them.
We are sitting here waiting for the fog to lift in Gustavus, along with a fair number of Alaskans who were hoping to go out to be part of the celebration.
She was hoping to catch a late morning flight, but it didn't work out. By that point, the terminal's only television was tuned to live coverage of the event. The last time Murkowski was in Gustavus was in 2012. Officials were trying to break ground for the tribal house.
I saw the details and the plans, so I was really looking forward to being able to see it live and in color, as they say. So maybe we'll yet get out there today, but it remains to be seen.
Across the lobby, Bert Frost is sitting with a couple of his colleagues. He's the regional director for the National Park Service in Alaska. He says it's an important part of American history, and this event emphasizes that Alaska Native history is a part of that.
A lot of people don't understand that there's a Native tie to those lands, that people have lived here. It wasn't just created in 1917. This is the homeland for the Huna Tlingit.
He hopes that the tribal house will help rebuild the relationship between the tribal community and the National Park Service.
We always haven't had a great relationship between the Park Service and the Native people. And so through this effort of building this tribal house and the things that it represents to the Huna Tlingit and what it represents to the National Park Service and the American people, it's sort of a coming together of all these entities.
Adrian Fleek also works for the Park Service as the Alaska Native Affairs liaison.
There's a really big commonality between the mission of our organization of preserving and protecting special places in America for future generations with the Alaska Native way of being of preserving and protecting our resources for the seven generations to come. So I like to highlight that we have some commonalities.
She's planning to meet up with family at the ceremony and is dressed for the occasion.
So I have a traditional Tlingit vest on, and on the back it is a raven emblem, and on the front this is Coho, because I am Raven Coho. Traditionally, when you go to a potlatch or a ceremony, you wear regalia that reflects who you are, who your family is.
And she wasn't the only one sporting regalia. Around the corner, Lillian Austin is watching a live stream of the event. She's wearing a traditional black vest with her tribe's thunderbird stitched on the back, one of the four big clans from Glacier Bay. Austin is a tribal elder who grew up in Huna and spent summers in Glacier Bay as a child. Her nephew, Herb Shakely, is one of the carvers for the project. As of Thursday afternoon, she was still waiting for reliable transportation to the event.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. I got up early for it. Still sitting there. I think our friends are looking for us.
She says, like everyone else in limbo at the airport, she's excited and that she hasn't seen the tribal house either. If weather permits, it'll be the first time she's visited Glacier Bay in more than 50 years. From Juneau International Airport, I'm Lakitra Chavis.